45, I would like to call the October 29th, 2025 Economic Development Subcommittee meeting to order. The meeting is held at the Franklin Municipal Building, 355 East Central Street, second floor, council chambers. A note to residents, all citizens are welcome to attend public meetings in person. To view the live meeting remotely, citizens are encouraged to watch the live stream on Franklin Town Hall TV YouTube channel or the live broadcast on Comcast Channel 9 and Verizon Channel 29. To listen to the meeting remotely, citizens may call in using this number, 1-929-205-6099. To participate in the meeting remotely, citizens may join a Zoom webinar using the information provided on the EDC agenda. That's on the website. Meetings are recorded and archived by Franklin TV on the Town Hall TV YouTube channel and shown on repeat on Comcast Channel 9 and Verizon Channel 29. The Zoom webinar details, the ID number is pound number 811-550-76778. Any participants who wish to speak during the webinar must enter their full name and email address when joining the webinar. All participants will be automatically muted upon joining the webinar. In order to speak, participants will need to select the raise hand function to request to be unmuted. All speakers will be required to state their full name and street address before commenting. Okay, so welcome to the last economic development meeting of the term and of my town council career. And we have our first agenda item is approval of minutes from a few years in a row here. And I just want to say, I was reading through them and like there's like minutes from the tasting rooms that we did, business guide, housing production plan, Franklin for All, lot line cleanups, friendly community discussion, new style property updates, marketing and branding, 40R discussions, NBA communities updates. It just goes on and on and on. So I think if anyone is interested in any of those things, take a look at these minutes and the recordings are on. You can find the recordings of the meetings. And they're really, I think, worth listening to. Of course I think that. So let us, I would accept a motion to approve the minutes from March 3rd, June 16th, and July 21st, 2021.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Additions, deletions, or any discussions? No? No. Seeing none, the vote will come on the approval of these minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so on to, I will accept a motion to approve the minutes from the April 6th, 2022 meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All, is there any deletions, additions, or discussions? Seeing none, I will, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that passes. Whew, okay. This is just one, right? I would accept a motion to approve the meeting minutes from January 4th, January 25th, March 22nd, March 1st, March 22nd, May 3rd, June 7th, June 21st, August 16th, August 23rd, September 6th, October 18th, and November 1st of 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any additions, deletions, or discussions? Jamie, I have one question about the March 2023 meeting. I think there's a couple of names that was misspelled in that minutes. Does that matter? There's Beth Whirling and Greg Rondo, I think their name is, their last name is misspelled.
Yeah. We'll certainly correct them if people identify them.
Yeah.
I think with trying to transition to AI, our experience is basically that whatever AI invents, time becomes the minutes, and to quality control them, to read through them, is almost impossible.
Right.
Like, it defeats the entire efficiency. So at some point, as hopefully the transcription models get better,
yeah.
I would imagine that'll get cleaned up, but we have seen some, a lot of misspellings of names, of course.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, the other...
The other ones are okay?
The other ones are okay. So, I don't know, but I just wanted to note it.
Yep.
Okay?
We'll take a look at those.
Which meeting was it?
March 23rd.
March 22nd and 2023.
AI is not as bad as Starbucks, because when I go in and see Jones, it's spelled J-O-A-N-S.
That's our first name. People give their first name as Jones. Okay. All right, with that one addition, or that one discussion point, all in favor of approving the minutes for 2023?
So moving.
I think we already did that.
Yeah, but you made amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As amended. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, zero, it passes. Okay. On to D. I would accept the motion to accept the minutes from the meetings on January 31st, March 13th, April 10th, May 1st, May 23rd, September 18th, October 16th, November 13th, November 20th, December 11th, and December 18th of 2024.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any deletions, additions, or discussions? Seeing none, the vote will come on accepting these the minutes from 2024. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. E. I would accept the motion to approve the minutes from the meetings on January 8th, February 26th, and May 21st of 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any additions, deletions, or discussions? Seeing none, the vote will come to accept the minutes of the meetings in 2025. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I'm like, well, I've got to vote too, right? Okay, so we are done with our minutes, since there was only one thing that I saw that was a little wonky. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And yes, I did read them because I'm a little like that. So on our second item of our agenda, we have council comments, and but we do have people in the audience tonight. So I was wondering if there was anybody in the audience that wanted to start to have any comments, or should we? Is that okay with you guys? Yeah. Feel like yeah. Is there anybody out in the audience that wants to say anything?
Comments?
Please come to the microphone, state your name and your address. This is just a joke for me. Last one.
My name is Max Marangello, 127 Central Park Terrace. I appreciate all the work that the EDC has done throughout this session, and they've got a lot done. I do have a question with regards to, you know, originally the town has a policy regarding friendly 40B, and originally we're supposed to come before the EDC, and because of just scheduling and all the other fun stuff, wasn't able to make it forward. But my understanding is that originally it started out as an administrative policy, and I was wondering if the council has voted on it, if the administrative policy still stands.
Yes.
I believe that your answer to that question is yes.
Thank you for your question. Is there anyone else? Kevin?
Go first.
Steve?
You've got the right terminology.
I think I can slide that one in too, and then I'll follow up.
No, I don't think so.
Steve Sherlock, Jack Kennedy, I know the drive. Planning Information Director of Rec Matters. First off, thank you for your efforts in the past 2 years, although a little bit of circle going back beyond that. But you did accomplish a lot. Certainly it took the council as well. Once you fostered it through here, with a lot of discussions from a lot of community members, many of them are not here, unfortunately, but you know, that happens too. But Downtown Partnership, the business owners, a lot of folks participated over the years in a lot of those discussions. So thanks to their participation in helping you make a better decision for all of us. So, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
I know you want to say something.
Well, I know, but I'm
don't be shy. Look, Laura,
I might get it wrong.
You have the right color on today. You have the moon on. You match everybody.
Couple house. Kim Mutual, Goldbriarwood Road. I want to again thank you all, especially since you presented me more. Not going to do this, that makes me very sad. But I thank you for all your service and also for the next term, if they can continue to do the battle.
And the Affordable Housing Index?
Affordable Housing Index, in terms of trying to tweak that to make it so that it's more of a true number versus this very inflated number because all these extra
units get counted in
when in fact they have nothing to do with that. And so that it becomes more of a true number that we can actually be proud of and benchmark resources and an inflated number that really has nothing to do with anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't happen every day, does it?
You sure should have
it too. Oh, okay, so I'm going to go through the counselors. I'm going to go to Patrick, Counselor Sheridan first, then Counselor Jones, then Counselor Sangelo. I'll finish up. Counselor comments. I thought this would be a good time for us to be able to talk about what we think the council going forward should focus on, or anything you want to say. So I'm going to go to Council Sheridan.
I just want to thank you, Kobe, too, 4 years. It's been blessed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah. Thank you. Council Jones.
Thank you, Mel. You're awesome.
Yes,
it's
not
at all. You're awesome. I want to thank you for all the hard work that you put into being the chair of this subcommittee as a former chair myself. I know how much work this takes. On top of our duties as counselors and all the other hours we put in and make commitment to our community, these are additional volunteer hours that you put in. Kobe has put in, and Patrick has put in over the years, that I just wanted to stress that point to the public, that this is a commitment, and this has always been a big commitment, and you folks have really thrown your hearts into making this happen. And there's been a lot of results that have come out in the past, just 2 years alone, that I think that people really took the time to read these minutes and watch some review some of the videos that we've had over the years. They can see how much has actually been accomplished. And hopefully be proud of those accomplishments, because I know I am. I'm very proud of what's been accomplished. And I know that hopefully more to come in the future. It depends on who comes back, I have no clue. But the simple fact of the matter is, it's been a lot of accomplishments over the year. And on top of that, I wanted to also send a shout out to the administration, because this has also been a very big commitment for Jamie and the staff to partake in these meetings and help navigate the muddled waters of zoning and all the other fun stuff that's come across our plate over the years, especially, you know, Brian Anderson, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He used to come in and talk about the line cleanups and so on.
That was a
lot
of work.
We did that over the years.
Yeah,
that was a lot of work. That went into making those zone lines cleaned up. But it was a lot of work and it got done. And I just wish you guys Godspeed on your future ventures. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Councilor Summers. Councilor Cargill, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, well, I'll have to cross off something. Like, thank you for you.
That's not why we're doing this.
These are some of my favorite meetings in my time. I think that they're really productive, but I also think that they're very well known. I've appreciated working with you. And then, you know, I think that the town still, there's a lot to be proud of. We've done a lot, especially in the economic development front, especially the land use, housing, zoning front, small business front in the last few years. But, you know, I think that there's always more that can be done. And I think that we're seeing the results of not always being the most proactive in how we discuss land use and development in town. We're very good at retroactively pointing out things that we don't like. But it's much easier for a community to get behind a shared vision. I think the master plan did a lot of that, but I think that there's always more that the town administration could do and that the town councilors can do in leading a positive vision for what the community could look like. I have my wish list. It won't be my final meeting without me rattling through a wish list of you know, some things that, you know, in loose order, maybe no particular order, some areas of focus that I'd still like to see. Starting with, you know, I don't think that we're done by any means with our downtown rezoning efforts. I think that we made some progress, but progress isn't enough unless we actually are seeing a change in the types of development patterns that we're seeing and actually welcoming new construction of missing middle housing within our greater downtown area. So that means, you know, we're gonna have to revisit dimensional standards, you know, minimum frontage, minimum lot sizes, minimum pervious coverage or maximum pervious coverage, setbacks, all of that unsexy stuff that actually is what's often inhibiting the type of development that we want to move forward. And I really think that there's an opportunity to, you know, it was the number one recommendation coming out of Franklin for All was the 40R. I think that we have a downtown triangle that's in desperate need for redevelopment, and we can go in, master plan it, put heavy design standards, and welcome the type of development that we want with actual new affordable housing units right on top of our downtown business area and transit, and the state's gonna match funds for any new housing that we create in that area. That's the whole beauty of 40R. So I do think that should still be a focus. Generally, I think that there's more opportunities to look at form-based coding or otherwise centering design standards in the work that we do. So much of what we react to is how a building looks and interacts with its environment. But we regulate it through, you know, frontage and setbacks and things that are maybe indirect ways of getting the actual design that affects how people feel when they move about our community. We did a whole bunch on the branding, and the whole point of that was there was a second part where we would then be investing in wayfinding signs and making it easier for visitors as well as our own residents to move about the town as well as give us a real sense of place. I think we're working on that, but I think that should still be on the docket. One of the things the master plan calls for is this idea of neighborhood centers and how do we welcome small commercial back into these key areas and recreate these sort of village nodes around town. And I think that there's some real opportunities there. It's not easy work. It's work that's going to have to be, you know, heavily involved with those particular communities. But I think the future of Franklin is those nodes where people can have a small place near them where they can come together safely, walk to, bike to, have some new homes right near the schools, and hopefully near some exciting businesses in the area. you know, maybe not directly EDC, but, you know, I'm going to scream from the mountaintops, you know, until it happens. I think that the loss of our fixed bus route up and down 140 has been majorly detrimental to our affordability and our accessibility in town. The seniors talk about it, the food pantry talks about it, they want predictability in the schedule, and we have a whole bunch of housing density in, along a certain corridor, as well as all of our services along that corridor, that can be better served by the return of our fixed bus route. Certainly would underline the two requests that were made, one around revisiting our friendly 40B policy. I think that it's short-sighted and irresponsible to have on the books that the official town policy is to not support new rent, affordable rental units. There still are a way to provide new housing opportunities for both current residents and for new residents looking to join our ranks. And then I think we also, you know, it's come up from the residents, this idea of can we just do a better job of tracking an actual metric of affordable housing units, and then that can be a starting place for us comparing ourselves and pushing our goals forward. I think that there's a ton that can still be done on the parking front. We still have a really, really inefficient use of parking, especially downtown. Large private lots that aren't shared amongst businesses, and they are left empty. Most of our lots are at most filled 10, 15, 20%. Instead of forcing new developments to construct new lots, we should make better use of our existing lots first. To me, that does include a downtown residential parking pass. It does include an exception to the stormwater fee if you are sharing your parking, and otherwise looking within our zoning, if we can remove parking minimums if they commit to sharing a shared parking. I think that there's, you know, my long-term vision for the town involves recognizing the downtown as a business improvement district and forming a special committee to continue to monitor specific downtown economic development. I think that will continue to be the hub of what makes Franklin attractive and successful moving forward, and we should lean into that. And then, you know, when we get our work together and are able to sustainably fund some positions, I think that a community of our size should have an economic development director that's specifically focused on business recruitment and retention throughout the community, as well as looking at opportunities for redevelopment. And the last thing is, you know, an idea that was highlighted in the Franklin for All is doing a better job of cataloging active vacancies and potentially exploring fees on those vacancies if they go on too long. I do think that we still have too many, you know, landowners that are interested in sitting on their investments and aren't motivated to actively redevelop or find tenants. And we have tools within our toolkit to start to name and even push those forward. It's a long list. I list it off because I believe in what this community can be if we continue to chip away at a lot of the stuff that we have been chipping away at the last few years.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. My comments were kind of almost exactly like that, and I swear we did not prepare notes. I would like to thank, first of all, thank Jamie and Julie and Amy, who's not here anymore, for all the work, the planning staff in the community development area. I just, you know, I pushed people to get a lot of stuff done, because to me it's really exciting, right, to make progress. And I didn't want to take summers off, and we met more than with full council, because we had a lot of stuff to get done. And you never know. You know, life is short. We need to, you got to do your best with the time that you have. So I wrote down a couple of things. Don't forget about the master plan, please. Who's ever here? Never forget about it. It needs to be a living, breathing document. We spent a lot of time and effort, and it is a beautiful thing. It needs to be taken up. It needs to be on the desk all the time. In the housing production plan, like, we have a housing production plan that has, you know, that discusses the diversity of housing, how important it is. I think we should continue to adapt the friendly 40B policy. Believe that Max and Gino Carlucci have sent in some ideas on how to make it actually fit what people want, not just removing all affordable apartments. It doesn't do what people want, right? It doesn't remove all the big apartment buildings. It just removes the affordable apartments. We want them in certain places, and I think they had a really nice checklist in there, and I would recommend that the next council revisit that. Also, to continue the 40R discussion, and all the parents and for all recommendations. Like, there are some really good things in there that we never got to, which is 40R is one of them. And then I did notice the other day that NADIC has just created a corridor form zoning,
yeah.
And it was looking pretty exciting. So there's always new things. There's always fun things to learn. I feel like I've learned a lot, and it's been a pleasure to work with the counselors here at the desk I'm sitting right now, and other counselors throughout the past 8 years. I think we've done a lot of really good things. And, you know, we've made decisions. Sometimes they're very difficult to make. But we just didn't. I feel like we can't just do nothing. So I am proud of all the things we've done. And I feel like we've made the
Franklin a better place.
So.
Here.
Those are my comments. I don't think anybody wants to say
anything.
It's your time. Okay. I feel like,
and
with that, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Good night, Walt.
Good night.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.